Hello and welcome to a very special episode of What Do You Call It podcast. I'm your host, GB. Today's guest is the Power Predator, Python Powerhouse, all hell, the Deathmatch Queen. Please welcome SDL, Steph Delander. Steph, how you doing today? You're good?
Hello, mate. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Cannot complain at all. It's Friday, weekend's around the corner, and
Today's a Friday here as well.
yeah.
Shit. What time is it? No, because half my life is in Australia, so it's
Yeah.
usually the day.
Oh, yeah, because like, the time zone must be quite messed up. Are you still getting used to
Yeah.
it?
Well, no, I still haven't because they're a day ahead in Australia.
Yeah.
So I trying to figure out my life. But what time is it in England? Are you in England?
So at the time of recording, it's 24 past 6 p.m. in the evening.
Oh, the time difference actually isn't as much as you would think it is.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I learned
Awesome.
something new today.
So it's still evening, but early enough to do the interview, and I appreciate your time. I know you might not be in the best mood because you're currently seeking justice for the Las Vegas screw job. So it occurred on
Yeah.
TNA Rebellion last weekend. Some fans have even said you're actually the uncrowned TNA Knockouts champion. As a fan, I certainly think you've got a point. Interference with PCO, the return of Sami Callihan. So, Steph, tell the fans your initial reaction after losing the match to Jordynne Grace for the TNA Knockouts Championship.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, I am still seeking revenge for the Las Vegas screw job. I've called every single person in the TNA office multiple times. They're all not answering. They're leaving me on red. Tommy Dreamer is running away from me. I just know it. I know that's what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, I just have so many questions, you know, like PCO and Sami Callihan aren't knockouts, so I don't know why they were involved. And then Jordynne Grace laid her hands on an official, which I think there needs to be ramifications for that at the very least.
That's instantly a rematch. DQ for you.
Yeah.
You get to wrestle again. But at the moment, I mean, the final scoreboard, the result itself, unfortunately, Jordynne Grace beat you.
I know. And the thing is, I am no stranger to underhanded tactics, but what I didn't expect was someone like Jordynne Grace, who prides herself on being the hardest worker in the room, to, you know, use my own shenanigans against me. I did not plan for that.
Not to add to the conspiracy, but do you think it was a coincidence TNA at the same show announced it was going to be doing a show, Montreal, Canada, Quebec, Slammiversary is going to be taking place there? Do you think the timing of that? I mean, you tell me.
It's all very convenient that night that I'm screwed, they announced that not just any show, Slammiversary, our biggest show of the year, is in Montreal, which is the home of the screw job. Lots of questions.
If there's someone you need to talk to, Bret Hart, I think he'll have your back on
Well,
that.
you know what? You know what? I was on a show with Bret Hart 2 weeks ago, and he told the story of the screw job from the horse's mouth. It was wild.
Bet he was like, oh, I
So,
can relate. Although 2 weeks ago, if you could
yeah,
time
but
travel.
now I'm like, I should have stood up and I should have punched my boss in the face. That's what I should have done. So, look, lessons to be learned. I know I'll be keeping eyes in the back of my head in Montreal, that's for sure.
Fair enough, fair enough. Last night on TNA Impact, you and Con challenged PCO and Jordynne Grace next month at TNA Under Siege. What can the fans expect in this upcoming tag match?
Well, I have a score to settle with Jordan, and Con definitely has a score to settle with PCO. And also, three out of the four of us are like gigantic human beings. And one is like 4'2", but she's pretty jacked up. So I think between the four of us, it's going to be a very interesting match. And I think there's going to be a lot of hard hits in that match, that's for sure.
Some revenge there, and then hopefully it results in a future title match, which could be in Montreal. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to see how it pans out.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, they're going to have to give me my rematch. I mean, everyone agrees online. I've been reading the tweets. Everyone knows I
I've
got
seen them,
screwed.
they're out there.
Yeah, they're out there. Everyone's on board. So, yeah, I think it's going to be only a matter of time before I get my rematch.
Going to happen. I've discussed in great detail TNA's UK tour. that took place last year, and I was actually lucky enough to be there in attendance. Fantastic. But I've not had a real pleasure of discussing their Down Under tour, which also took place last year. Featured you and your return to your home country. Tell me, how was this experience for you?
It was awesome. Anytime I get to go to Australia and kind of bring home all of the work that I've done over in the States and kind of have that homecoming moment is really cool. And getting to perform in front of the fans that have been following me my entire career. Like, I see fans at these shows and they're like, I started watching you in 2017 and blah, blah, and I'm like, oh my God, that was like three gimmicks ago. This is crazy. So that is always cool. And the Impact locker room is always like a great group of people. So it was also fun that it's like I'm not just on this tour where I'm getting to go home and see my family and, you know, wrestle in Australia. It's like, oh, I'm also with this like awesome bunch of people who all work hard and all want to get better and make each other better. So it was cool getting to spend some more time with the Impact locker room, and it made me realize like, you know, I'd love to do more work with TNA because this is like an awesome group of people.
I mean, I was glad to see you return as well with Matt Cardona, but I will touch him in a minute. But I did actually find it funny as well that he didn't actually hold back with the fans there. Of just in the wagga wagga, you kind of let them know how you felt about them at the time. It's just definitely amused me.
Yes. Yes. No, I mean, it's always fun. Whenever I wrestle in Australia, the promoters are like, I think you need to be a baby face. Like you're the hometown hero. And I'm like, wait, just wait. I'm like, I know I've done this before. I know how to do this. And then all I have to do is come out and just shit on the town. And within 10 seconds, they're booing me out of the building. So it's always, they love to hate me. It's always fun.
No, definitely, especially like, home country, instantly boo. But yeah, great
Yeah.
fun. Day, great fun.
I always wear my Australian gear as well. Like I always come out covered in like the colors and look like the ultimate like patriot, but then I shut it down and turn on them. It's always fun.
You switched on. That's great. You became the deathmatch queen during your run as king and queen of the Indies, along with Matt Cardona. Speedy recovery, by the way. Wish him the best. If you're able to pick anyone from the Impact roster, past or present, that you would like to wrestle in a death match, who would you pick? I know you're not the biggest fan of death matches. I know you do them and you do them well, but I know, like, deep down, you're like, ugh.
I think if I was ever going to have to do a death match with anyone, I actually think I would do it with Chelsea Green.
Nice.
Because I think that between Chelsea and me, and especially if Matt is in the mix somehow, I think we could pull off the ultimate entertaining television death match with the least amount of risk possible. Like
Definitely.
we would make it awesome and we would make it great. But we would know how to do it in a way that we're not going to end up like really hurting ourselves.
The story's really there. Just it'd be
Yeah,
so entertaining.
it writes itself. Yeah.
It'd be wicked. The chemistry also. Speaking of Matt Cardona, former Impact Digital Media Champion, what's the best and worst advice Matt has given you over the years?
Best and worst advice. You know what's crazy? Matt has given me so much good advice that there's like, I've already got like 10 quotes ticking in my head right now. But one of them that he says is, and this is actually a Cody Rhodes quote, but from Cody to Matt to me, it's spend the money now and you'll make more later. And obviously, that's not, you shouldn't apply that to everyone in every situation in life, but in wrestling, it means that like you kind of need to invest in yourself and get good gear and promote yourself. And like you've got to spend a bit of that money now, but if you do all of the right things, then it will come back to you, you know, in higher amounts. And that's definitely true. And then something else from Matt, I like love hate all these quotes. Like they're good, but I make fun of him every time he says it. Crumbs make crumb cake. So, if you have a whole bunch of different streams of income, even if one of them by itself doesn't seem like a lot of money, when you add it all up at the end of the month, it's actually quite a lot of money. So, having multiple streams of income is always good. And then another one that he always says, oh, actually, you know what? This is my favorite one ever. This is my favorite. When he doesn't like someone, and they don't have any sort of like buzz behind them, and like they're just boring and they're not over at all, and they can't cut a promo, like not charismatic. He always says, so and so, so bleep wouldn't have buzz if they got stung by a bee. And that's my favorite, because every time he says it, I go, that is so funny.
I love it. I love it. I might have to steal that quote, actually. I mean, not wrestling, you know.
We're gonna keep going. I'm trying to think. I don't even know if there is a worse. I mean, he's said so many terrible, like stupid things to me. Like, for every great idea we have, there's also sometimes where either one of us has had a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's nothing that stands out as like the worst quote right now.
Awesome, awesome. As we're nearly halfway through the year, what else would you like to achieve in TNA throughout the remainder of the year?
I think right now my biggest goal is to secure the Knockouts World Championship. So that's definitely at the forefront of my mind. I'd like to wrestle on like every major pay-per-view as well. And I would also love to be involved in the UK tour. Like, I want to go worldwide. I love traveling. So yeah, I would love to be as involved with the international stuff as possible. But my number one goal is the Knockouts World Championship.
It's going to happen as you're currently seeking justice, as I mentioned already. ScrewedInLasVegas.com fans, you can
Yes, screwedinlasvegas.com. Look it up.
it
It is a real domain. I bought it.
is,
Send
it is.
in your tips. Send in anything you know, because people have been giving me like hilarious stories. There's so much good content. So keep sending it in.
I was a bit worried when I put my work laptop, but then I was like, that's fine, we're all good.
Everyone goes, what kind of website is this? I'm like, no, I legit bought it. Like, type it in. I swear it's
It's
real.
real. I can vouch with Steph. Honestly, you're fine. Don't worry. Even if,
Thank you.
yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. Awesome. Sorry. Awesome. Wicked. Wicked. You just mentioned UK tour. Just a last question, really. If Tina comes back, hopefully they do. You know, the UK loves wrestling. You've been UK before. You know how much we appreciate it. Our chance, and although we do kind of think we're like the funniest people ever, but you get used to it. What's your favorite thing about the UK when you do wrestle over here?
Honestly, my favorite thing about the UK is the people.
Yay.
Like, when there's just something about being a non-American,
Yeah.
when you're around other non-Americans, you have this like bond. So anywhere I work, it's like whoever the English people are, or Scottish or Irish or anyone from you, honestly, anyone other than Americans, you kind of like bond together. So yeah, I just miss that, like the UK people. I love people from the UK.
Awesome, awesome. Well, the UK fans will embrace you when you do come back, and when you TNA comes back as well. I'm buzzing for it. If the fans want to keep up with your pursuit for justice and TNA, they can watch TNA on TNA Plus, DAZN, and their YouTube Insiders package. Steph, where can the listeners find you on social media to keep up with this injustice?
At Steph DeLander on Twitter and Instagram. And if you look in my link tree in my bio, there's my links for all of my merch and everything else that I do. So yeah, at Steph DeLander, Instagram and Twitter.
Wicked, wicked. There's some amazing designs, by the way, for your merch and t-shirts. I would highly recommend the fans go check out. But Steph, thank you very much for your time. For the listeners out there, there'll be more What You Call It podcasts coming out later on, maybe next month. But you can follow me on my social media handles in the description below to find out when my next episode comes out. Hope you enjoy this one. Subscribe to the channel, follow Steph, keep up to date with TNA and myself. Take care, everyone. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.